Good morning and welcome to Local Matters. I hope everyone has had a wonderful week. Thank you for joining me as always. And I want to continue to put good information out there and having quality guests. And that's my guests have been wonderful and just so kind to join me every week. And it's just a blessing to me to learn from them and talk about what they do for our community and how they serve. And that's kind of what we would talk about here. I also want to be on top of things that are happening in the community. If you are a property owner in Putnam County, and there's other counties around us going through the same thing. We'll address later. But if you live in Putnam County and you own property, you may have received in the last couple of weeks an appraisal notice from the assessor's office, the assessor properties office. So with me this morning is the Putnam County assessor property, Steve Pierce. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. I know we got a lot of good information to put out there. It hadn't been too long since you've been on talking about reappraisal, but we want to talk about it a little bit more in depth, especially about the notices that people get in the mail. And are they first, what is the time frame on that? I know some of them got last week. When should all of them be distributed by?
It should be distributed last week, should have been the mail out. People should have still possibly received them each day. We're still getting some returned because of address problems, changes that need to be made or sent out, but they should have, most people should have their change of assessment by now.
So most people should have that.
Yes.
So if they don't have it, should they wait a little bit longer or should they contact your office?
They might wait a few more days and see, because we're still getting them back from the mail. I mean, these are mailed out being early. We don't, as you know, by statute date, we have to have mailed out by May 20th. I asked to send them early, a month early, so our citizens here and ourselves could both look at any issues we had and give us more adequate time to look at them. It wouldn't be such a hurried timeline between March 20th and June 1st, the county board starts meeting. So,
yeah, I think that's great to get them out and so people can start asking questions and get information such as what we're going to provide today, because a lot of people don't understand that, and I wouldn't expect them to. They don't do this every day like you and I do, and it's something that's required by state law, the reappraisal process.
Exactly.
And it's, you know, we've talked before, you can do it every 4 or 5 or 6 years. The county commission of each county decides how often we do that. We as a county commission just last month, I believe in the March meeting, decided we want to stay on the 5-year process and accept your reappraisal plan. And that's our choice as a commission. And so why do we do 5 years instead of 4 or 6? Well, it's kind of an average out of, and that's what most counties in the state do, is actually 5 years. 4 years is a lot of work. Wouldn't you say, Steve? It's a lot of work.
It would. Yeah, sure.
Especially on a smaller office.
On the front end first, because you do field inspection, field review for the first few years before. So that would be 3 years. I mean, we would have we'd have to have more staff. We can't do it. We couldn't do it in that time frame. And this time frame now, we're stretched now trying to get it looked at, the county looked at every 4 years.
Yeah, and 6 years is almost too long, in my opinion, for trying to figure out where the rate should be and getting property values assessed to where they need to based on sales and stuff. So this notice that went out, Steve, what was the notice?
It was this: if you had a change from last year, we send these out every year. Of course, obviously, during reappraisal, you'll have several more during this time of period. Those were, if you had a change in appraisal, and it'll show your change of appraisal, change of assessment, show the previous assessment and your current new assessment. It'll show your assessment level, which is set, it's set in stone by law. So, 25% for residential, 40% for commercial, and 30% for the personal property.
Okay. And so on that piece of paper, and this is why I ask you, on that piece of paper, they're looking at their prior appraisal.
Right.
And then they're looking at a new appraisal.
Right.
And that mostly probably went up.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, yes.
Let's just be honest, folks. In Putnam County, property values are growing. And I know most people are paying attention to the real estate market. Things are selling within hours. They're selling for more than asking price. And so, you're out there and your people are doing the appraisal. Is there any area of the county's appraisal went down, or did everything in the county's appraisals mostly went up?
We may have some areas where land, the commercial guys have told me there's a couple places, the commercial land, but it's outside, it's closer to outside the city limit lines. Most of it, most of the structures you're going to see are going to go up.
Yeah.
All the residential coming in, because that's what sales. I mean, we haven't done this in 5 years. So, for the most part, most everything has gone up. The land in Putnam County didn't go up as much, on a percentage wise. The structures did. I mean, obviously, because of building materials, the sales prices are up.
Yeah.
The low inventory of residential homes and things like that have added to those, to reasons why they're up, I think.
So this, on this notice, You got a prior appraisal amount, mm-hmm. and then you got a new appraisal amount.
Right.
What year did the prior appraisal amount, what year was it?
It's looking at 2020.
2020.
And, yeah.
So basically, 1 year's time,
right.
there's going to be a difference in appraisal.
That's a five-year deal.
Exactly.
Though. It hasn't changed for 5 years. Once these rates are locked in during reappraisal, the base rates per square foot of structures and per acre, then they stay that way for 5 years. Doesn't matter what the market's doing.
Yeah.
The market can continue to climb, and it is from January 1. We've been tracking it. It's continued to climb from 2020 right now.
And that's why I brought that up, because mm-hmm. people are confused. They're like, in 1 year, my land went up
$100,000.
Well, no.
It's 5 years.
It's 5 years.
5 years.
But the last date of that appraisal was 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you're going to have a new appraisal for 2021. That's going to stay for another 5 years, roughly, unless you've added on your property.
Yep.
Now, if you're out here adding on a structure, a garage, or a deck, and you know the appraisers are going out every so often, they're checking stuff, and they see a garage, they're going to appraise that, and they're going to put it on your appraisal. They're going to assess it and put it on your appraisal.
Yeah, and that's right. I mean, as we've talked before, our records, I feel like in the county, have not been very great in the past years. And so we will start the new reappraisal for 2026 in July of this year.
Yeah.
We'll start physically reviewing the county, and we'll see if, you know, say you come up on a house that the basement is not on. We have found those. We'll add that, and it'll actually go on that current year there. That's right. The base rates and stuff will not change until the next reappraisal. Your per acre. Values will not change until the next reappraisal.
Yeah, so remember, folks, it's a 5-year process, and your appraisal amount hadn't been going up every single year. They don't get to appraise your house every single year, and they go in there and change that. It's a 5-year process, so you're going to see the last appraisal date 2020, but that was a 5-year process, and now your new appraisal date is going to say 2021. So if somebody saw an increase of their appraisal, mm-hmm. what mm-hmm. does that mean?
What it means is the real estate market is strong, obviously.
Right.
It means that the base rates, homes are selling, whatever property type you have, they're selling for more than it has been in the past, the 5 years ago, those base rates or per acre rates are. It means it gives you time, too, also to look at yours. And I've put this out, actually, our office has a Facebook page. If you believe your property now is value, the new value is above a current market value. And I gave some resources of Zillow, Realtor. Look at some real estate websites and see if you think a comparable property, size, the year built, and things like that are comparable. If it's above market value, that means you need to call us.
Right.
And we need to talk. Because we do mass appraisal. You know what that is. You know that term, and it's your job.
Sure.
But we address 42,000 parcels. In some way, we address them all the same. And then you have to start looking at, they're not the same. There's some unique properties out there. There's different properties. There may be some properties that we don't know that have issues with that property, their house or something. So those are things we need to have you call about and us review that property and talk with you and find out what those are.
I'll say this. I've heard from several people, and we'll get into some of those comments, but I've heard both. I've heard frustrated with their appraisal going up, and I've heard happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why. If you're looking to sell your house, you want your appraisal to be up. You want that reappraisal process to happen. You actually probably want it to happen every 4 years. That's not feasible really for a county to do that with employees and stuff. You'd have to have more people. But you want if you're looking to sell your property and your house, you're hoping that your appraisal has went up from the last time that we went through appraisal. The only reason you're frustrated is that if you live there and you're not going anywhere and your appraisal goes up, it could. I'm emphasizing could, and we're going to explain the could part. It could mean you're going to pay more in property taxes. Could, and I'll address that next segment. So just stay with us, and we'll talk about the certified tax rate, what the commission has to do, and how once the reappraisal process is done, Mr. Pierce is done with that rate. He's not setting your tax rate. That's going to fall on the commission. But we will talk about that here in the next segment. So, but you got this notice in the mail. If you haven't gotten it, as Steve said earlier in the segment, just give it a few days if you haven't. And if you don't get one, you probably need to call because you don't want to get a surprise basically in September when the tax notices go out from the trustee's office. And if the commission did do something different with the rate or whatever and your taxes have went up, you want to know why. And there's could be two reasons. Like I said, we'll address here shortly. So the reappraisal process is basically, is it over for your office now for this cycle, or are y'all still wrapping things up?
No, as far as valuing and doing any pricing, I mean, we're past that phase. We're in the phase now we would call informal hearings, is people calling in. We're taking down information, basically, because we'll be in the office for a couple of weeks with phone calls probably. Hopefully they'll subside enough that we can get some guys outside the office and myself go look at some properties then. We're going to be stuck for a couple of weeks inside answering phones and answering people maybe that might walk in. But we're in that phase now, an informal hearing. And we'll be through that phase. Our document we sent out says this week is the week to call. But really, I mean, we have to put something down there, and it's usually a week period that's on the state form that we use that the state sends out. But we're going to be doing informal hearings through the month of May.
And the reason you're prepared for that and you expect that because you sent the notices out a month early.
That's right. I mean, we did that. I did that trying to, in my mind, we serve the citizens of this county.
Right.
And we give them adequate time to look at them, get their notice, look at them, and for us to be able to, last reappraisal in 2016, we sent notices around May 20th with my first reappraisal in office. And I saw that it was not near enough time for us, because we need to have these looked at by June 1 so you can kind of make a decision, hey, do I want to appeal mine to the county board? And we're good with that. There's processes of appealing to the county board and on up from there, different levels. And we sent these early. That was my goal, to send them early so we could have time to have these conversations with people, and people call in and look. We're going to be transparent with you. We're going to be open with you what happened. And, you know, do we see an issue with your appraisal? You know, can we do anything to change it? Maybe if there's an issue with it, then we won't have those discussions. Yes.
And I think that's what most assessor officers should do.
Yes.
Is welcome the public in.
Sure.
If you have a question about your reappraisal, come in and talk to them. You're going to talk to them.
Exactly.
You and your staff are going to talk
exactly.
to them, and you're going to be cordial, and you're going to answer the questions they
exactly.
have. And there may be something that was missed or something.
Yes.
That happens,
sure.
right?
Well, there's 42,000 parcels. I mean, 42,000 parcels, somebody's going to miss something along
exactly.
the way. There's going to be somebody on if you've ever used a computer, if you key in numbers, you're going to miss key a number somewhere
yeah.
along the way. Something's
yeah.
going to happen.
So that's why you do it. We'll come back next segment. We're going to talk about the certified tax rate and how that process goes. Here on Local Matters, this has Ben Rogers. I'm with Steve Pierce. We'll be back in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue, across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to the second segment of Local Matters. This has Ben Rogers. Continue to visit with the assessor property in Putnam County, Steve Pierce. Been talking about the reappraisal notices you have received in the mail last couple of weeks. And if you haven't received it as of today, then you might want to wait a couple more days. And then if you have not received it still, you may want to call the assessor's office. What's that number, Steve?
The number is 931-528-8428.
8428. So you may want to give them a call in a couple of days if you haven't, just so you know what your property is valued. So the reappraisal, we've talked about that quite a bit, but and the notices. One of the things that happens after reappraisal is finished, and of course you're working in conjunction with the state.
Oh, I mean, exactly. We've had two state guys in our office since August through February, once a week. All day long. One's been on the residential side, one's been on the commercial side, helping us monitoring. They monitor everything we do. I mean, and they do, they have a big part to play in this. They do all the analysis of the sales. They enter the base rates in our appraisal system. Their appraisal system is a state system they provide to us.
Yeah.
So they actually do a lot of the analysis and enter in, the values for the houses. The Greenbelt, the state values the Greenbelt land. We don't really do much with the Greenbelt land other than accept or deny the applications basically in the front end when they apply for that.
Yeah. And so it's, of course, it's a busy process. You're working with the state and you're all working together, but technically the work's not done for the whole process when your work's done. The certified rate comes from the state.
Right.
Exactly. They're going to give us the certified rate, and the certified rate is, it's a formula. Like, seems like anything in government anymore is a formula, and it's a formula. And basically the certified rate is a rate that's going to be the same, bringing the same amount of revenue as what the old rate did last year. So we're at $2.92.926 now is our total tax rate for Putnam County. So $2.92 plus. We know that rate's going to drop.
Yes.
The certified rate's going to drop.
Yes, it is.
And so whatever that rate is, I'm going to guess. So I've got it on air. I'm going to guess it's going to be around 260. You've not told me anything. I'm guessing that, just because I know how much this county is growing, but it's going to be around 260. So that's like a 30 cent drop in the tax rate, but that doesn't mean our taxes are going down by that much. It's basically saying that new rate, let's say it is 260, is going to bring in the same amount of money that $2.92 brought in. Now, having said that, we will, and this is something I've been grasping to, there will be growth in that new certified rate because of new construction and personal property.
Right.
New personal property. Any new businesses that come on with new personal property, that will be added to our growth.
Right.
Now, so we stand as a county the certified rate is $2.60. Remember, that's just a guess. We won't know until what, June? End of June?
Probably end of June, first week of July, probably.
Yeah, we'll know a certified rate. Yeah. I'm guessing now it's last week of April, about to be first week of May. And so I'm guessing that it is going to be around 260. There will be growth in there because of new construction and, new personal property. Now, I want to read a question, and I'm, as you know, if you've listened a while, I am a county commissioner in Putnam County. I got a question. I get questions a lot from constituents, and they're a lot of times are really good questions, and this is a great question. So I got a message that said, "Hello, Ben, do I understand this correctly? If the county commission keeps the certified tax rate, then property owners will not," and not all capitalized, "see an increase in our property taxes." So I want to answer that here, and I've answered it with this constituent as well. Basically, that's true. There is a little bit of maybe somebody's may go up a few dollars and somebody's may go down a few dollars. But yes, if the county commission keeps that certified rate, again, let's guess at it 260, then more likely your taxes are going to be the same as they were last year.
Right. They'll be basically the same as last year if that certified rate. And you're right. People may be a few dollars off difference, but it should be within a small range.
Yeah, so Steve's here to back me up because remember, folks, he was a county commissioner before he became assessor. So if I say something stupid, he's going to say, well, that ain't right. So far I'm good, right, Steve?
Yes, you're
okay.
Right.
Okay, so the county commission now is faced with, sometime in July, and we passed the budget end of July, and the budget committee as well, is faced with what kind of tax rate do we want for the county? If we keep the certified rate, we will have some growth in there, as I said, because of new construction and new personal property. We will get new money. If the rate goes up, it's going to be simply and strictly because the county commission voted to increase that rate. The assessor property's office has nothing to do with raising the certified tax rate. They have nothing to do with raising your taxes. Okay. I don't know how that's confusing. And people come in and say to Steve's office, say, "You raise my taxes," and I'm not here to stick up for Steve. Well, I guess I am. I want the information to be out there and be true. The county commission votes on a tax levy every single year. Reappraisal, no reappraisal. Every single year we set the tax levy. We have a choice to keep it the same. We have a choice to increase it. We have a choice to lower it. So what this means is we're going to vote basically at the end of July as a county commission on the tax rate to determine what we want to have for the county on the tax rate. Now, what determines that? Well, there's all kinds of factors, and we're not going to get into it on this show. We've talked about it before, but the budget process is basically listening to the needs of the department heads, the needs of our employees, the needs of the county, the citizens. What needs are they? That's first and foremost. What needs do we need to provide our citizens for a better quality of life? Then we look at the revenue. Do we have the revenue to cover it? If we don't have the revenue to cover stuff, then more likely we're going to go to the tax rate and see what we can do there. But to answer the question I got earlier, I read to you, yes, if we keep the certified tax rate, your property taxes should stay the same, roughly,
within some dollars.
With some dollars, maybe 5, 10, 20, not all it.
And we won't know that till the certified rate comes out and those are calculated.
That's right. That's right. So remember, your commission, your county, and I'm one of them. I'm in the 8th district. So, the certified tax rate will be issued through to us through the state, from the state, and that comes through all the work the assessor's office done at the reappraisal. And we will vote on the tax rate at some point, and whether we keep it the same or not, I have no idea yet. We're at the end of April, and we don't start meeting on our first budget meeting is Monday night, 4 days from now, 3 days from now. We're meeting, and we're going to talk about, what kind of requests do we have from department heads. So, Steve, did I cover that?
Yes, you
well
did.
Enough.
Yes, you did.
So, have you gotten some questions like I have about the certified rate from citizens and?
Yes, I mean, the ones I put it on our Facebook page for information only. I mean, to read I've got that question. Most people don't know anything about the certified rate. Most people come in, and that's the first thing they say is, you've raised my taxes.
Right.
No. What we've done, these appraisals will not, we've got a PowerPoint we did for you, the county commission, and actually Gabe Looney with CTAS actually created biggest part of that PowerPoint is, it's a seesaw effect. As a kid, you played on seesaw. If the appraisals go up, the certified rate goes down. If the appraisals were to go down, certified rate could go up in a bad economy several years or whatever of housing. So that's right. And that's a question we get most of the time is the taxes going up? Not necessarily. It doesn't mean you pay more taxes necessarily because your values have gone up. No.
That's right. And you say that every time they come in, right?
Yeah.
Answer never changes.
Pretty much yesterday I sat there in the front office and probably said the same thing almost every time.
Right.
For a while until we got down that property. And then my thing is, we've asked our field appraisers and myself, look at their house. Is the square footage correct we have? Do you have a fireplace? Do you have a basement? Do you have a finished basement? Do you have unfinished basement? Do you have, how many square feet do you have upstairs? Are we accurate? We want to be accurate with our records. So that makes a difference too. That comes in the calculation of your appraisal.
Right. Steve is very, he and the employees in his office are very open and transparent. We'd love to talk to you. And so if you got questions, call or come by. We got one more segment, Steve. We're going to talk a little bit more about the certified rate and some other, we're going to talk about the census numbers. And we'll come back in just a moment here on Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers with Steve Pierce. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Local Matters, the last segment here. This is Ben Rogers with Steve Pierce, the assessor of property in Putnam County. Been a lot of good information this morning on the notices you've received the last couple of weeks about property appraisals. In most cases, probably saw your appraisal go up, and we've kind of addressed that part. And Steve has done a real good job. He visited with us as a full county commission last Monday, and did a short presentation, and we probably could spend an hour on that presentation, but put the facts out there, and his whole intent was to educate the commission and anybody else there about reappraisal, so if the commission had questions, they can answer them. He's also going to Allgood, I believe, and you're next week, and you're talking with maybe going to Cooville and back the city of Baxter as well. Just to be informational and provide all this, all that's going on and all that makes reappraisal work. So, people don't have questions. And I think that's admirable for you to do that. So again, Putnam County's growing.
Yes.
And Putnam County has seen a lot of people move in here. And Randy Porter, our mayor, stood up the same night you did a presentation at the end, and he was talking about how U-Haul had done a study on their website and showed, one way U-Haul trips.
Mm-hmm.
And Tennessee was the number one state in the country. And Cooville, I think, was in the top three.
It was top three or top three or four.
Yeah.
Cities in Tennessee.
Yeah. So one way U-Haul trucks are going to Cooville like crazy.
People are moving here, and dropping a truck off here.
And you know that because you get notified of building permits, correct?
Exactly. We track building permits. I asked the guys, end of last week, is how many building permits are we tracking? They said, and this is during the winter months here, about 650.
Wow.
Through the county.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
some of those are remodels, some that's commercial.
Sure.
But about 350, I think, were actually new residential homes.
Wow. I think Randy put out some numbers since January 15 that we've had over 1,300 new homes since then, maybe 1600. Yeah. I can't remember. Yeah. But so the reason your property value is going up is because people are coming here and they're building nice houses. They're moving in from out of state or moving in from another city in Tennessee. They're coming to Putnam County.
And lumber prices are so high to go with it.
It's
driving the values up too. Because
that's
lumber,
right.
Lumber is really high.
That's correct. And so that's, if you ask why your reappraisal went up, I can answer it. There's so many houses going up, so many nice houses. There's parts of the county that maybe were not as clean before. And now they're in better shape because the county commission took an active approach about setting up a committee, a health and safety committee, so people could call in and say, hey, this property within 500 yards of me is dilapidated and it's unsafe and there's rodents harvesting there in this property. And it's maybe there's a rundown house that just, you know, if a kid went in, they could hurt themselves. And we've taken an active approach about trying to clean those properties up. So our county is so appeasing and people are moving here. Steve, if people were moving out, our property values probably wouldn't be this high, right?
No, they might be going down. I mean, who knows if they were leaving here, but we're obviously not having that problem. The people here are great, and that's what brings the people, the landscape, the things to do here, and the people are the big reason people coming here, I think.
Just, yeah. So
that's what I hear from people moving in to talk with us, how great everybody is to them and how great with them they are when they come here and move in and are as a neighbor.
Yeah, and so we won't know the specific population amount for Putnam County until probably the end of September. But just this week, I think it was Monday, actually, the Federal Census Bureau did release state numbers across the country. Tennessee's population in 2010, April 2010, was 6,346,000, a little over. 10 years later, population April 1st, 2020, and of course, this is in the middle of a pandemic, you know, starting of it last year, 6,910,000, almost 911,000. That's a 564,000 growth in population for Tennessee, which is 8.9%.
Wow.
It's a pretty good jump.
Yeah.
Pretty good jump. Now, give you perspective on this, Utah is the fastest growing state. Utah added, I think, 728,000, but they're smaller, but they're fastest growing. Texas added almost 4 million people.
Wow.
I mean, Texas is, growing like crazy as well.
Wow.
People are still going there. So just a little perspective on population growth, especially in Tennessee. And as we said a minute ago, Putnam County is a destination for people to move here. People from out of state buying houses, they're going to the market. And Steve, does that not make, I'm not saying it makes your job harder, but it makes your office work a lot more when there's a lot more property selling and when there's more construction going.
Exactly. I mean, we obviously have to track new construction. We have to go measure the new construction, add it to the tax roll, and all the sales. We have to track sales, deed transfers. I mean, anything that happens in volume of transactions or construction adds work to us. Yes, we you know, we stay very busy.
So, how many employees you got again?
I've got 13, counting myself.
13, counting yourself, and how many of those employees are involved with reappraisal?
Really, you have all of them. Everybody in the office, because really, personal property. You talk about that. You reappraise personal property every year because those values could change every year. You have done a bulk of the pricing would be the Ford field appraisers and our map GIS person he did a lot of the pricing of some of the land, the farmland and things like that. But you have everybody really working through appraisal where they're working in doing analysis category, where they're doing quality control behind. There's some kind of role each one of them plays, during reappraisal.
Yeah. So Board of Equalization starts June 1st.
Has
there been any preliminary meetings of the board yet, just to plan or anything?
No,
like that?
They really don't come together until June 1st. Usually elect officers. We've in the last few years been doing some training with the board on you know, what's new, how to look at appraisals, how to operate as a board, looking at income expense reports from you know, any in commercial properties we have, things like that. How do you look at these documents and come up with a good value?
Yeah. Well, you mentioned earlier, you know, one of the reasons you sent out these appraisal notices a month early is because it gives people time to come in.
Exactly.
And you mentioned the informal appeal. And so they're coming to you first.
Yes.
And then, as you said, you or your staff's going to sit down with them and go through their appraisal and see if what you have is correct. As you mentioned in the last segment, somebody may have keyed in a number wrong. It's 42,000 parcels.
Sure.
So if the informal process, if they don't get any satisfaction out of that, what's their next step?
Then we'll make an appointment with the board. We'll put a schedule out and get them scheduled one day that the board will ask them how much time they think they need. And I'll even help them provide some documents or what to bring. I'll give them some kind of idea of resources they should bring to help with their appeal. I mean, we want to be transparent and open. If the, you know, the board is an autonomous board, they stand alone. We're there to assist them only. We're not there to, they're not there to take orders from us at all. They're their own board. So we will help anybody, prepare for that.
And they're autonomous from the county commission as well. We don't, they don't report to us.
That's right.
And we don't oversee action they take.
Right. That's right.
So if the appeal doesn't go well at the county board of equalization, mm-hmm. what's the step after that?
They can appeal to state board. I think they have 45 days after or like August 2nd deadline to appeal to the state board of equalization, which then you go to civil procedures, which is more court proceedings. Administrative law judge will be assigned to that, to the appeal, and he will preside over that appeal from that point on.
Have you had to be a part of any appeals at the state level?
Yes, we usually have some commercials appeals each year that will go to state level, and then we'll have to have some hearings with the administrative law judge and work through that process.
Do you have, I guess I'm assuming these commercial owners that want to do that, you try to develop a good relationship with them and give them all the information they can and to help them in their process, right?
Yeah, usually though, when you get to that point, the commercial property owners will have a tax agent, an attorney, law firm somewhere. You know, there's people specialized, law firms that specialize in property tax law or property tax appeals that will come in and do that for them. Usually you're working with an agent or someone that's been hired by that property owner or a company or something like that.
So have you had a lot of people in the office the last few days?
Yes, we've had several. We had a lot of walk-in. The phone's really busy. I'm sure with COVID, we're trying to keep COVID precautions. We're trying to keep the people that walk in safe and keep our employees and ourselves safe. But we've had some walk-ins. We've had a tremendous amount of phone calls. So if we hadn't answered your phone calls because everybody's answering the phones and the phone's still ringing and we just can't get to all the phones at the same time, obviously. I had about 39 voicemails this morning that yesterday I couldn't touch because people walking in wanted to see me only. So I've been working through my voicemails today. I'm about halfway through my list, I think, today, and I hope to go back to the office and continue that. So,
yeah. Anything else on reappraisal you want to share with our listeners?
No, other than it's just state mandated. We're doing our job.
Yeah.
We just want to get the values up to a market value, which we're tasked to do. We won't be transparent, open with people what happened, why the values changed. And we just want them to call if we can correct our records, if something's wrong, if we can fix an issue, we'll try to do that. We've got some very qualified people, as you know that. We've got a couple of guys that have appraiser's license in the state of Tennessee. We got one that's a 35-year experienced residential appraiser. So, I mean, we've got some qualified people. The other field appraisers all had some educational background that we sent them some training and stuff. They're working on certifications and very close to get it to achieving some certifications. So they're a well-trained, and very want to serve the people of this county, staff.
Yeah. So, yeah. I say it every time. Y'all do a great job. God bless you all in the office and what the work you do. You're basically the driving force of how this county basically pulls in revenue, how we make our revenue work for expenses to serve our citizens. So without your office, we can't do that. So I appreciate what you do. Thanks for being here, Steve.
Thank you.
A lot of good information today. Hopefully cleared some things up. If you got questions, remember how you can get in touch with Steve. You can go to his Facebook page, the Putnam County Property Assessor, Facebook page. There's some information there. I hope you all have a great weekend. Thanks for listening as always. Remember to be kind to one another. Treat everybody kindly. That's all we can do in this world to make everybody happy. Hope you have a good weekend. We'll be back next week with another episode of Local Matters. This has been Rogers with my guest, Steve Pierce, the Putnam County Assessor of Property. We'll see you soon.